Welcome to another episode of B-Ball Central. Good morning to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great morning. Mind the background noise, I am driving right now. But I wanted to discuss, the NBA so far. Right now, as we can see, All-Star voting is up. There's quite a few people that are definitely All-Star talent. But it's kind of hard with All-Stars nowadays, because there's like so many people that puts up with like some crazy stats. So it's hard to choose who you want when there's a lot of great talent in the league right now. But really, it's just like a fan favorite type of thing. So like even the people that shouldn't be All-Stars, like if the fans like them, then he's going to definitely be an All-Star. Like, I think Kevon Looney was literally in the All-Star vote, which is crazy. I ain't going to lie. That's crazy. But, I mean, it's just a fan favorites and stuff like that. But let me know what you guys think, who should be in the All-Star game this year. I was just watching some highlights from the Magic and the Heat game, and people saying Paolo, which I feel like Paolo should be an All-Star. I don't think Paolo would get it, but he definitely should be an All-Star. But I mean, it's just a lot of people that you can say can be an All-Star, honestly. But Siakam to the Pacers. That's a great pickup for the Pacers. I feel like they play so fast-paced. So picking somebody up who's lanky and, you know, who plays defense and scores, like, he's just a great all-around player. So picking somebody up like Siakam, that's a good pickup for the Pacers. It'll only make them better. And it gives them another consistent, like, second option. Because I feel like Pascal, he's not really the main option for a team. Like, when he played with Kawhi, he was a great second option. Like, he gave you buckets. But he definitely shouldn't be, like, the main guy on the team. And I feel like with Tyrese being the floor general and stuff like that, I mean, it'll just help Siakam's game even more. He can learn how to be more of a threat, more of a shooter off the ball, because Siakam plays a lot on the ball. He scores majority of points on the ball. So we'll see how he adjusts to that. But I think it's still a great pickup for the Pacers. I mean, and he's still young. He can play fast-paced. He can jump. You feel me? He's athletic. So that's a good pickup for the Pacers. But let's not sleep on the Raptors, because ever since trading for RJ Barrett, they've been 3-1. Yes, I get it. That's only 4 games. But I'm just saying, though, they've been playing pretty good. And RJ been playing pretty good, too. But knowing RJ, RJ is super inconsistent. Like, he, one game, RJ would ball out his mind, you know, like shoot very well, shoot very efficiently, and then the next game come back and drop like 8 points, you know. Like, that's just the type of player he's always been. Maybe this will help him get to the next step that he needs to be at. But the Raptors been playing pretty good too, so I mean, I don't think it's definitely not going to be sustained. It's definitely not. I think they'll just go on a little streak. But then once they lose, they'll start falling back in that slump again, you know. Like, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised when that streak goes away. But besides that, I don't think there was any other trades. I know the Lakers been talking about trading people, which – The Lakers don't even need to trade, honestly. They have all the pieces and more, honestly, that they need. They just really need more consistency from everybody. Anthony Davis is the X factor for that team. So, if he consistently plays well, like, give you, like 20 and 10 every night, like 20 and 9 every night, like, it can definitely help them be more of a winning team, be a more dominant team. Because when AD is on, like, AD's a tough man to stop. So the biggest thing is consistency. And then D'Lo, I feel like Lakers fans are too overcritical. I don't like that. And by Lakers fans, I mean LeBron fans, because majority of Lakers fans are LeBron fans. Let's be real. Majority of Lakers fans, unless you're a diehard Lakers fan from the get-go, or you've been a Lakers fan for years, since Magic, Kobe, whatever. But most Lakers fans now are just LeBron fans that will go anywhere LeBron goes. So when they watch the games, like, if LeBron messes up, oh, it's okay, because it's LeBron, you know. But if it was D'Lo, if D'Lo messed up one time, trade D'Lo, he's trash. Or, like, trade away Christian Wood, or trade away, like, every single time, like, somebody does bad, like, it's always trade him away. But if it was LeBron, nobody says anything. They just say, like, it's okay, King. Which, that's crazy. But a man that you don't know, that's crazy. But yeah, D'Lo been actually hooping pretty good. And D'Lo not even a bad player. I feel like if you actually watch the games, like, D'Lo really not that bad. He's really not. D'Lo can be inconsistent, for sure. He's been inconsistent, honestly, throughout his whole career. Besides, throughout his whole career, he's been inconsistent. You can't even really say Nets. I mean, that's when he started, you know, breaking out. But I mean, it's just inconsistency. Like, he'll do good, and then he'll drop, and then he'll do good, and he'll drop, you know. It's the same case with RJ Barrett, like I was saying before. But I just don't like how overcritical Lakers fans are. D'Lo, I feel like, is a great pickup for the Lakers. Cause he's a playmaker. He's a point guard. I mean, LeBron could play point, but LeBron's body does not, or it cannot, keep up with all that tension that he has to put on his body if he has to play point every single possession. Like, that's just not gonna work out for the Lakers franchise will not let LeBron do it. I feel like getting in another point guard like D'Lo, who can score, who can pass, do all those things. I feel like it's great for the Lakers. It can give, of course, the head honcho, you feel me? That's what a lot of Lakers think. Which, honestly, AD is the best player on the Lakers. If you disagree, like, let's be real. AD is the best player on the Lakers. Just having another point guard definitely, like, helps. It's the same thing, like, with the Warriors and stuff like that. Having a point guard, like, Steph can play point, but Chris Paul is better for general because he gets everybody involved. D'Lo can get people involved as well. He can score. Only problem is, like, consistency again. So, you know, if the Lakers are more consistent, they could definitely do some damage. My favorite right now is still the Clippers. Like, the Clippers are just, like, whew, going on a tear. Paul George, oh, man, hooping. And they just went on a 22-0 run? Was that last night? I can't remember if that was last night or the night before. But what they're doing right now is, like, whew, whew. Definitely the best team in the NBA right now. Definitely. Man. 22-0 run in the fourth quarter and won a game. Russ had 23, and, like, just everybody's just been hooping. Everybody. PG doing his thing this season. Kawhi doing his thing. James Harden being a point guard, he is being the facilitator, can score. Oh, and then you got somebody like Russ that brings energy, which every team needs is energy. Energy, effort, defense, intensity. He brings all that. Like, this, ooh, man, that's a tough team. That's a tough team. But the Timberwolves, though, the Timberwolves have been doing something special as well. Number one seed. Like, imagine the Minnesota Timberwolves being the number one seed. Same thing like with the Magic. Like, they're a pretty high seed. Normally they're like the worst seed in the Eastern Conference. So just like those teams being that high, like, oof, that is very high. That is very high. But the Timberwolves been, you know, playing out of their mind. You have an emerging. Nah, I wouldn't say he's an emerging superstar, but definitely all-star caliber level player with Anthony Edwards. You have an all-star caliber player. Actually, nah, I'm tripping. Not even caliber. You have an all-star player with Karl Anthony Towns as well. It's two, you know, great players. Ant has amazing potential. Cat has amazing potential as well. He could be honestly better than Joel Embiid. But you know, it's just kind of consistency with him as well. But and being more aggressive, like going to the rack more because he shoots a lot, which Embiid does too. But he gets more like in the mid-range area, and he uses his body more down low. But I'm excited for the All-Star game. I don't think there's any more trade rumors or trades going on. Interesting to see what the rest of the season has to offer. Hopefully this doesn't mess up my parlay. But right now, I will say the Clippers are winning the championship this year. I'm saying I have a strong feeling that they will not get hurt this year. I have a strong feeling that this is their year to win. I really feel like Kawhi could possibly get hurt, but PG, James Harden, I don't see them getting hurt this year. And I feel like Kawhi will have a minor injury, like an injury where he can still play. So right now I'm saying the Clippers are winning the title this year. And that's all I'm going to say. We'll see what at the end of the season. Hopefully, I didn't mess anything up by saying that. Hopefully, that didn't mess up my parlay, you know. But I hope everybody's been doing amazing. This will conclude another episode of B-Ball Central. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening into the podcast. I appreciate all the support. Have a good rest of you guys' day. Israel signing out.